Hi, this is Dan Melton. Thanks for joining us for this podcast of St. Andrew's Weekly Message. I hope you enjoy it. I encourage you to listen through the words to what God is saying to you, and may the peace of God be known through your life this week.
Lessons in VBS this week were that we are created, we are chosen, and we are called to serve God. These three lessons are a few of the Bible's core messages that we teach our children to help them build a firm foundation on the Lord. As I reflected on these three lessons, the one that I felt most called to speak to today was the Good News translation of the Bible. 1 Samuel 12:24 reads, "Obey the Lord, serve him faithfully with your whole heart, remembering the great things he has done for you." And as I was searching for verses that related to being called to serve, this voice certainly struck me. It made me think, how do I serve God? Because I feel God working through me, and how often do I serve because I feel coerced or maybe even obligated to serve God? When I feel obligated to help, I don't think I'm serving with my whole heart. For instance, when I serve my family, clean the house, I'm not usually praising God for giving me a family and a house to clean. And I don't even usually praise God for giving me a family to serve. Or even when I'm in the shower, I don't like scrubbing my showers. I would bet that most of you don't like certain jobs either, whether it's your yard work, caring for your aging family members, or maybe all that running around for extracurricular activities. Yep, I've been there. Not that much fun. Getting groceries. Well, I do like visiting with people there, but still not always fun. And there are so many other chores that we do. But sometimes, however, that is when God is actually calling us to serve and reminding us that he is with us. To be clear, I'm not talking about situations where people are taking advantage of you. These are times that you should definitely say no. But how can we possibly know the difference between not wanting to do something and God telling us not to do something? And I don't have all the answers. And my method is not entirely foolproof, but I have found three strategies that I use when I have to figure out whether it's my humanity telling me I don't want to do it or God is telling me not to do it. So my three strategies are praying, discerning, and reflecting. And, sorry, my pages got messed up. I typically pray first. As I said, if God needs my service and if it is him showing me, I can pray, and many times he will tell me what to do. I also ask if it's not him to show me another option of getting it taken care of. There are times when service requires sacrifice, be it time, money, or patience. An example of this in my personal life is that many of you know I have a mother who has had some health issues, some related to aging, and has the option of getting a procedure on her heart. She lives about an hour and a half from here in Pennsylvania, and she's 84. And serving my mom is a struggle because the distance, her age, her on occasion taking advantage of my service, and the fact that I have a family here. To be honest, the easiest path for me was not to have the procedure done. And as the days and weeks passed, I began to have this feeling that might not be the right path. So I began to pray, telling God, hey, if you want this procedure to happen, you need to give me a sign. We began with testing to see if her body could even handle the procedure. And with each step, I could see God at work. She passed every test. from the nurses that were in my path to her surgeon to the timing of the procedure, I could tell God was telling me this was really to happen. And as much as I did not want to have to deal with the entire situation, I saw God helping me. I have no doubt in my mind that God was leading me. It took effort, and it was as difficult as I thought it would be. But with God, I was not making this choice alone. I just had to pray, be ready to hear God, and serve as he called me to serve. It's important for us to be ready and willing to hear God's call to serve, even when it's difficult. When prayer alone is not enough, I use discernment to decide when and how to serve God. Well, according to the Oxford Dictionary, discernment is having or showing good judgment. What exactly is good judgment? According to dictionary.com, it's the ability to judge, make a decision, or form an opinion objectively, authoritatively, and wisely, especially in matters affecting action, good sense, and discretion. Sometimes, even after I've prayed and asked God to show me the way, the path isn't immediately clear. And according to a Christian writer, Abby McDonald, God knows there will be times we question his voice. The good news is that he keeps speaking in the midst of our uncertainty. God is working all around us, and this is a time we need to use discernment along with prayer. In order to make an informed decision, we can seek help from sources outside of God, such as a trusted resource, a close friend, a spouse, or a minister, as well as taking your time and thinking through multiple options. Discernment is important when it comes to serving God, because as established before, yes is typically, but not always the correct answer. So when you're asked to serve, think about it. And according to Dr. Tony Evans, senior pastor at the Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship, if you are hearing something that will lead you to glorify God, and you are hearing the Holy, then you are hearing the Holy Spirit. If what you are hearing forces you to reject the temptation to please yourself, if surrendering is a noticeable struggle, you are hearing the Holy Spirit, and you need to push on. Walking in the Spirit will lead you to take steps in life that direct you in fulfilling his kingdom's purposes. It is important to take the time to look for God's guidance, follow his plan by utilizing those around you, and prayer. Lastly, I try to reflect on my life and all that has happened within it. I have been in situations before, as we all likely have been, where I had no idea whether it was going to turn out in a good way. There are many possibilities of a situation going poorly, and I could not even see the light at the end of the tunnel. No matter the hardship, no matter the grief, my life has always turned out pretty good. Let's pause here. Just think about your life. Where, in looking back, can you see God at work without even realizing maybe that he was there? Even if the situation did not end up as you had planned, God had a plan, provided protection for us. The same is true when God is being served. If God has called you to serve in a specific way, he will provide you with the care and guidance needed for each and every step, especially when it is out of your comfort zone. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in what is comfortable and what is easy that we forget some of it is hard, and God was there. An example of reflecting on me came actually during Bible school this week when I realized I've been doing this Bible school thing for about 20 years, and it's not usually easy. 1 year I had a miscarriage about 4 weeks before. 1 year I had a newborn about 6 weeks before. 1 week, one year my husband was ill. This year, it rained. I'll take it. Believe me, that was probably the easiest. There have been just many, many struggles over the years. We didn't always have this building, so we always had to rent a tent. 1 year they were building this building. I had to ask a friend who was a minister if I could borrow his church. God always provided. In reflecting on God, he will provide, and not always in the way that we think he will. And the funny part about it is the kids don't know any of that. The kids are there learning about God, learning that we love them, and just plain having fun. So it's really important. At times, if you just stop and you reflect on your priorities, and if they're in alignment with God calling you to serve, you will go very, very far. And on occasion, when I reflect, I realize maybe I need to alter that path. God supplies you with rest and lets you know that when something is not for you to serve, he will supply someone else to serve. And there's a beauty in that as well. Praying, discerning, and reflecting help us to obey and serve God wholeheartedly because of what he has done for us. These strategies are not infallible. I'm not even certain that I serve God the way he always intends. But I do know that whatever he calls me to do, I try to be ready. However, it's much easier when I stop to pray, discern, and reflect, and allow God to speak. It always allows me to remember those core messages, the ones that we start here in Bible school teaching our children. He created us, he chose us, and he is calling us to serve. We just need to be ready to listen. Amen.